Looking for work, better pay, better work environment? We can help. Call Kelly Jobs today at 502-425-7131 to speak with a recruiter today. Score a better job with us. Call 502-425-7131 or visit kellyjobs.com. That's kellyjobs.com.
UPS is hiring Daysort warehouse workers in our Louisville, Kentucky hub. Our warehouses are team settings where everyone truly has each other's backs, and we work together to deliver what matters to customers and communities. We're paying $20 an hour and offer great benefits, including up to $25,000 in tuition assistance. Eligibility begins the day you're hired. Shift your future, shift your team, shift your life. Visit upsjobs.com to apply. That's upsjobs.com. Make the shift, make a difference.
Get up, get up, get up. Let's get ready for Marcus Maven. You're about midway to the midday with Marcus Maven. And you can call in, I lay back and just listen to Marcus Maven. So sit back and relax and watch Maven.
Break it down like this. Woo!
Broadcasting live from the OPC Pest Services Studio. Time for Middays with Marcus Maven on 93.9 The Ville. Now, here's Marcus Maven and Steve Rummage.
Welcome back. Welcome back. It's Middays with Marcus Maven. 8150, 93.9 is the number, 93.9 is the station. And if you're happy to hear my excited voice, it's all just a fake.
Oh no. Why?
I gotta fix my team.
You know what? You know what's weird? I woke up today and I don't know why, but I just woke up today like worried about football. Not worried, like I woke up today like recruiting bowls.
Like, listen. Okay, well, fair.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, I did a little bit of the same.
Uh-huh.
But I was mad. I want to smoke with the ACC. I'm sick of it.
Okay.
We had the defensive player of the year on our roster.
Yeah, I think so.
The ACC defensive player of the year was on our roster.
I thought so.
We took Pittsburgh to the shed. If yeah. nothing alone, that's the tiebreaker.
Yeah, I don't disagree.
Yeah, just like stop it, and then just seeing all the honorable mentions. That's the pat on the head that I'm sick of.
Yeah,
our kicker, our punter was dominant.
I mean, listen, and that's why.
Look, wait a minute. Time out.
Okay.
The way Steve just went, well, listen, this is a fatherly moment that we're going to get from Steve. I can tell by the way he just said, well.
Yeah.
I'm listening.
Well, be Boston College and Florida State, and you're one of the top team, you know, if not the top team in the ACC. So, you know, I think you'll get more with that. But that's why, man, I got up today and last night and I was watching some football recruiting.
Good. Distract me.
Yeah.
Distract me right now with some football yeah. conversation.
And it was, as we come up on signing day here, of course, we had the guy out in the LA Times guy.
What day is signing day?
What is it? The 20th, maybe? I think the 20th, 21st, maybe. It's right in that area, 20th or the 21st.
Nick says you're the guru of a recruiting. Yeah. So
I defer to you, my friend.
I think it's the 20th or the 21st.
So closing your class is what you're is kind of what you're thinking about.
Yeah, man. I was like, you know, when I saw that
transfer portal or your class?
No, both. Both.
God.
I mean, because when you look at the transfer portal, it's like
it's who's who now.
There's some big names getting in there, you know. There's guys like you see different dudes, and you see guys that have ties back here, and you're starting to go, "Oh man, okay." Like, you know, what all can we add?
Are you taking them back?
No, I'm saying guys like that left here.
I'm asking you a question.
Okay,
are you taking him back?
Which one?
It doesn't matter who.
I don't know. Yeah, it depends who.
Is there anybody that left that you wouldn't take back?
No, I mean, yeah. Like, they would have to matter. I mean, they would have to, like, be a need.
Mm-hmm. Like, if a wide receiver.
Yeah. Like, if Tyler Harrell was like, I'll come back. I'll come back. You know, like, okay, I can bring you back. Like, but, like, I'm not just taking somebody, like, that I don't need.
Does the locker room accept Harrell back?
I'm sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm sure. I mean, there's going to be a bunch of freshmen sitting in there making more than the seniors so next year. So, you're going to have to get over that.
When you say making more.
Yeah.
Oh, goodness.
Yeah.
Is that going to be divisive?
Yeah. Absolutely.
Well, Steve, you just wanted uncomfortable conversations this morning.
Well, welcome to college football now. Right. I mean, like, yeah, there's going to be a freshman class that's going to come in there next year, and it's going to be like, yeah, we're,
do we know that for a fact? Bucks.
Well, they're coming here, so yeah.
Listen, so you don't have any numbers. You don't need any numbers. You're just saying.
No, I just know it's a lot.
This guy doesn't come here.
The number one running back in the country is not sitting at Louisville next year.
You have
he's
no
got
faith.
A lot of
you have
bang
no faith
in his pocket.
In the program. We have some of the best facilities in all of college football.
Zero sugar.
It is rather tasty.
The Black Panther edition. No, this is my Sprite.
Oh, also good, though. Yeah. Yes. Wakanda forever. Yeah. Rest in peace, Chadwick.
The Black Panther Sprite.
Yeah. It makes perfect sense.
Jesus Christ.
That's the one.
Oh, my.
Of course you picked Sprite.
But look who's drinking it here.
Yeah.
The world's healing.
Yeah. But, yeah. So, you know what I'm saying? Like... It's one of those things.
Maybe it's just one freshman. Maybe it's just him.
No, it's not. It's a lot of them.
Maybe it's just him and Pierce.
And then you hear there may be some guys in play that maybe we may close out the class really nicely. So you're like, okay. And then it's look. And then it'll be move on to 24. Who can you get there? 12-team playoff starts in 24. So all these guys are going to be sophomores and stuff, and now I'm going to bring in another class. Look, I'm here. Let's do it. Got to be in the top 12. Let's go.
Top 12
of us. Let's go make playoff. 24. Road to the playoffs starts in 24.
Road on the 21st of December, the road to the 2024 playoffs starts.
Yeah, I'm like, let's roll right ahead. Like, that's where my brain is, man. I'm just between when I started seeing the playoff talk, when I saw the guy out in the L.A. Times, mm-hmm. It was like – you know, basically, none of these SoCal kids are going to go to Louisville. And I mean, he's an LA Times writer.
Right,
like,
right.
He had 100 and some thousand followers. And, you know, and then later he kind of was like, well, I mean, Pierce probably will. But it's like, so are they or not?
Is it going to be a last minute?
And then you got one of Steve Clarkson's guys, the Flyville guy, that got on there and was like, listen, are you ready for this?
I'm listening.
The LA Times writer. This is where we're at right now with this class, and I'm okay with it. This is why when I say, Kenny, pay people. Start paying
Let
people,
it go,
please.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, this is why. This openly happened last night. An LA Times writer, Nick, last night was like, it looks like these, basically made a comment like, these SoCal kids are, well, guess what? Go figure. They're, you know, they're committed, but we'll see about that. Steve Clarkson's guy, his name's like Zach. Mm-hmm. He's the one that does like the Flyville and mm-hmm. stuff, like money guy, you know,
yeah, yeah.
stuff. Replies to the guy, or somebody replies to the dude and is like, hey, what's up with this? This guy replies to the guy and he's like, yeah, Steve's already talked to him. He knows what's up. I mean, and you wonder why I'm like, yeah, this freshman class, I'm going to come in here next year and be like, that's my locker. Like, but I've been here for 3 years. Yeah, it's cool. Get out. Get out. This is my stuff now. And leave your pads.
Pierce had an attitude that you could see that being possible.
Oh, yeah. No, this class is going to come in. Like, no, I'm okay with it.
Yeah.
Like, let me be clear. I'm okay with this.
Yeah.
But please understand. Next year, this class is coming in, and this is their team.
They're expecting to play.
They're coming in, and they're saying, now. Well, I'm not even saying expecting to play. Mm-hmm. I'm saying, though, they're coming in.
The attitude.
Look, if you're in that locker room right now, them dudes are going to come in with some swag.
Yeah, like, you better be in the lab.
Like, hey, man, they're going to come in and go, our squad now. Y'all just holding it over for a year, maybe.
Unless you come in here and realize college is a big boy.
That's what you want because that would make a great team. That would make a great team. Mm-hmm. Make this class, make the studs shine through.
Mm-hmm. Bully their way through.
Let the studs bully their way through. Let Pierce Clarkson bully his way. Let Ruben Owens bully his way.
Everybody on the team should say,
yeah.
Okay, this Pierce. You know, like they want.
Like I would hope Jahar Jordan's like, yeah, I'm. Ruben Owens, you'd be one of the best backups in the country.
Hey, I'm Ruben. I'm Jahar.
Yeah.
What position you play? Running back.
What position you play? Running back.
Starting running back.
That's awesome. That's one of the best lines.
How would you respond to that, Steve?
Yeah. Say, well.
Look, would you be quick enough to say former?
Yeah. Probably be like, oh, okay.
Yeah, because that's pretty bold.
Yeah.
Running back? Starting running back.
Well, I mean, I got 3 years eligibility.
I probably would call my mom, right? Hey, Mom, guess what?
Yeah, I'd pull a quad later that day. Like, I'm probably a red shirt.
Who we got on the line, Nikki?
No, I'm open to whatever conversation we want to have.
Roger, thanks for joining us on 93.9. What's on your mind?
Hey, I was thinking if Kenny wants to motivate his players, he needs to take them to a women's game and let them see what it's like to have Louisville on their jersey. Have them get tape put on cuts and Band-Aids put on cuts. And if that doesn't shame them in the hustling, nothing will. Because even in that loss the other night,
Real quick, Roger. Did you not enjoy any of our football conversation?
To be honest, I just got home. I take the dog to the groomer and just got home and didn't hear the football conversation.
No, okay, no problem.
No, you're good. Go ahead.
But it was just burning me ever since I, saw that women's game and how they play for the name on the jersey. They don't play for themselves. And Jeff Walls, he is so knowledgeable about the game. It would do Kenny good to hang around Jeff Walls for a while. Nothing against Kenny, but I mean Jeff Walls can analyze the game just like nobody's business. I'm so impressed. Even though they lost the game to Ohio State, I'm just so impressed with the way that the women play and how hard they play,
Mm-hmm. I agree.
And that's part of the motivation for the Louisville men's team is their motivation. If they see the women play and see what it's like to actually play for the name on the jersey, maybe they get a hint,
Yeah, yep.
But anyway, that was just burning in my head ever since I saw the women play. The men's team needs to see the women play once and see what it's like to really be a Louisville player,
Yeah, I do. I think some of them were actually over at the game. Roger, I appreciate the call, though. And we understand. We understand. Sometimes you get up and just burn it. And I'm just going to say, we're right in between 10 and 12. I don't care what they're talking about. I got to get this off my chest right now.
Yeah.
and Roger had to.
Chrissy will be here in the second hour. We're going to talk. She's going to talk just everything with us, and we'll talk to women.
Yeah, she's going to have to educate me. When she gets in here, I'm just like, hey, Chrissy, this is your show. Because I've been so locked up in my own world that I haven't got the chance to enjoy anybody else's sports but my I didn't get my fair share of volleyball this year. I didn't get my fair share of anything else but Kentucky and anyway.
All right.
Anyway.
And yeah, I think a lot of people would be well served to hang around Jeff Walls. He's coach for 25 years. He's one of the best coaches in the women's game.
Right. Yeah. It's been for a long time.
I imagine anybody would. They're probably Coach K probably learned some things from Jeff Walls. So, yeah, I agree.
Okay. That kind of derailed me a little bit.
I thought the freshmen were going to come in. I don't know. It really sucked the life out of me. okay. Let me
re-energize myself.
Okay. All right. Back.
But awkward locker room, running backs, starting running backs.
And I don't hate it.
And you don't hate it.
And I don't hate it. I like that these kids are going to come in with that. But you're going to get some transfer portal kids. And I think we got some dudes over there. I mean, like you've already had guys like MJ Griffin, Ben Perry, Amari Huggins-Bruce have come out and said, hey, no, we're here next year. So just letting it be known. Like, we ain't going nowhere.
Are they going to – this has just got to be free for all free agency.
Yeah. And with Louisville, you're going to – I mean, you're obviously going to look – I mean, you're looking for quarterback, receiver, edge rusher. You know, I mean, there's names everywhere.
Is he looking for quarterback?
Yeah.
What your boy's name from Texas is Card, something Card. Think he'd come here?
You know what I'm still watching?
Oh, the backup quarterback, yeah.
What, Hudson Card?
Yeah. Hudson, yeah, that's it. Yeah. Hudson. Oh, come on. Come on. I mean, it sells itself. Huddy, baby.
I don't like Texas quarterbacks, but that's just me. I think I have a lot of stats that prove to you that Texas-bred quarterbacks are. Yeah.
He just won the Super Bowl last year.
Yeah. It's the last one right before that. Drew Brees. Drew Brees a Texas kid? Was he a Texas kid?
I think so.
He was a Texas kid, yeah.
Wait, Drew Brees? No, he was Purdue, bro.
Yeah, from Texas.
Nikki!
But he played at Purdue.
Yeah, but I'm talking about Texas.
But he played at Purdue.
I'm talking about there's something about Texas bred
theory
quarterbacks.
Texas quarterbacks.
They just so happen, if you go to a lot of high schools around Texas, their quarterbacks are typically handpicked from
day one.
Day one.
I don't want.
Yeah. And that kid grows up with all the bells and whistles and all the dad, the helicopter dad, and everything. And they go and they're highly ranked. And then that's
like, do you hear what he's saying? And listen,
Varsity Blues, great movie.
No.
But I mean, there's truth to it.
Listen, the extreme version is closer to the truthful version. Like, the same kid plays quarterback with his team from day one. And there is no other option for quarterback. We lose with him. We win with him. And we don't lose because we NIL. Texas literally NILs all the local talent to their Trinity, you know, or whatever.
Yeah.
And just like, yeah, we haven't lost in, you know, 10 years.
Yeah.
So these quarterbacks go to college with a record.
Yeah, Mahomes. Mahomes was from Texas.
100. These
played at Texas Tech.
These quarterbacks, Steve, they enter into college like 56-1.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, wait a minute. You lost one game your entire career at this high school. It's like,
yeah.
It's like, that's impossible. If there's any competition in this whole, you know, area, in your THSAA, whatever your version is. It's like, yeah, we just whoop everybody every year.
I know, right? But anyway.
No Card transfer.
I don't, but like, there, for me, I mean.
But he was at College Tech, though, right?
Yeah, I don't know anything about the kid at all.
I just saw his name. That just thought it was funny.
Yeah, I was going to say.
I'd take any quarterbacks.
I need one dude to come in here.
I need five.
Okay. Well, that'll work. But yeah, no, there's that. And I there was another kid I was thinking of that I just lost my train of thought now.
Shador.
Sure, he'll be in Colorado next year.
God. What's the latest rumor of Deion Sanders, Nikki? What's the last thing you've heard? What's the last thing you've heard, Steve? What's the last thing anybody has heard on Deion Sanders and his coaching destinations?
I don't know.
Yeah, neither have I. I
kind of went quiet, didn't it?
Yeah. After what? Luke Fickell left, and where did Matt Rhule go? Like, after that, it kind of.
It's okay for you to grab that.
No. I'm on the mic and I'm gonna talk, and that guy can, or lady, or however they identify, I can wait 2 damn seconds. Damn it!
He does not want to get on the phone until So, Deion?
There was really a player I was thinking of. It's kind of driving me crazy.
A quarterback that you want to transfer here?
I thought so. Yeah, I just cannot remember for the life of me. Oh.
What? Yes. Go ahead.
I'm still keeping a side eye on DJ over at Clemson.
Yeah, you had the, you said he was buttering up.
I still think it sounded like Satterfield was recruiting that kid. He's a Bosco kid.
You said you were buttering up.
Just like, I don't know, man. I'd keep an eye on that if he ended up in a portal. Like, I have no info on that. I'm just like, it's just, I mean, Satterfield, you listen to Satterfield tone, press conferences. He calls guys by their number. DJ's the only guy he didn't. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, he went above and beyond. He was like, I mean, there's no quarterback controversy. DJ's the man. DJ's this.
Caller said that Deion's going to Colorado, too.
Okay. Fair enough.
Well, charity?
Well, that's not happened yet.
You know the deal is, I was like, if Deion Sanders goes to Colorado, I'm taking Stephen Charity out.
It was 93.9 the cane. It'll be what? 93.9 the toke? I don't know.
That's what I said. I was Buffalo. Like, the CBD deals and things he could get. It's just unreal.
Y'all haven't listened to Deion Sanders and his speeches. You think he's advertising CBD?
Yeah.
Deion Sanders? No.
He signed with Barstool. Think he's scared to advertise CBD?
Yes. Yes. Running his college.
Deion Sanders would be like, come to Colorado and smoke weed.
He doesn't let his kids even wear earrings.
That's not smoking weed. That's wearing earrings.
You think Deion Sanders smokes weed?
Yeah. Like, it's not like it's the worst thing in the world. Like, it's not like it. Like, we're not in the 60s,
Steve,
where people
you're
like,
going to get banned from your church.
Oh, my God. You were smoking weed. I mean, like, you can legally do it.
I think Deion can get NIL deals of any kind anywhere.
Yeah, but not everybody can get NIL deals
it's
like
cold
that.
Cold in Florida.
No,
I mean, Colorado.
Yeah, okay.
Hey. Smoke weed every day.
Thank you, Nick.
Where did that
I contributed.
From?
I don't know. He like went and looked at
it.
It
was
up.
Dave Chappelle, the sketch being the three Daves, and that's the ending one where he's talking about different stages of his life. That's
you
teenage
would have been
Dave.
Better off getting the Dr. Dre just
smoke weed every day. Yeah, that's fair. That's but fair.
That was I'm glad you looked that up.
Who do we have on the line?
Thanks, Steve. We have Dave.
Dave
was so, yeah, he was the one who had to interrupt me.
Fire away, Dave.
This better be a good point.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. I have one observation that I looked at this class. It seems like a very good class, and I think hopes that it all works out. But I still didn't really see any D linemen specifically. Because I know that, you know, we play against some teams that, you know, they run right at us. Yeah. And, you know, to negate speed, you know, saying you run right at some of these linemen, our D-line's kind of small. I didn't know if you may hit the transfer portal hard or trying to upside that, or they may keep the same philosophy on using smaller D-linemen, thinking that, you know, quickness is speed and things of that nature. But I was thinking with Power 5, we know we learned the last couple of years of being kind of pushed around in the interior.
Yeah.
So we would try to get a little bit bigger maybe. Didn't see many of those. Can y'all give me a little information on that if you know anything about that? And also, with the job of Cincinnati coming open, there was a report somebody talking about they was looking at Deion to go to Cincinnati. So if you can, you know, give me a little bit on that D-line things and how y'all feel about the philosophy, I'll be listening. Thank you.
Well, Dave, let me tell you this. Appreciate the call, man.
That was your philosophy.
Right now.
That was a great call. That was totally worth it.
Right now on the D-line, though, people do forget now. Jermaine Lole is going to come back. Mm-hmm. That's a big dude. Mm-hmm. Taufik Thomas, huge dude. He played this year. He played good. You're talking 320, 330. Like, he's a big dude. And Dez Tell, all back. You probably will get another interior guy. But, I mean, you know, today they got a. I mean,
are you with Dave on this call of beefing up? Or
no, I think we have. I think we have. I think some of it is because that's three really big dudes. And then today they got a crystal ball for William Spencer, who left male at Woo Spencer's, what they call him, left male last year. He's at New Albany. He's four-star defensive tackle. He's been a Kentucky lean ever all along. And today Dave Lackford on Rivals put in a future cast for Louisville.
Mm-hmm.
So that's something to watch. But I do think they've kind of – but I understand what Dave's saying.
Yeah, right.
I'm not like, no, oh, man, you're wrong.
No, because we're fresh off this Kentucky game, so I have to –
And I don't think you remember sometimes, like, well, they've made some moves there, you know, and then you're going to – Ashton's going to be one that you're probably – might have to re-recruit to an extent, which welcome to – I don't mean that in a bad way. I mean just welcome to college football.
Don't say that.
You know, even though Ashton had something with Planet Fitness last year. And that's something when they're in with Planet Fitness, I feel very comfortable.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
He was. So I don't think he'll be out. We'll be out, quote unquote, bid.
Mm-hmm.
So I like that. And then you know you're going to have to go on the other edge. And Popeye Williams is going to come back. He's played some linebacker, but he'll move into more of a Yasir role. He can put his hand in the dirt. He can play in the back, whatever. But yeah, no, I think we have done that. You know, I think we have beefed up.
I won't argue with anybody this summer that says defensive line bigger, stronger, mm-hmm. not necessarily faster.
I always want my D line to be bigger.
Yeah, yeah.
Like to me, every defensive lineman is Terrence Cody, and it's like either Ndamukong Suh or Terrence Cody. If they're not that, then I'm like, they're too small. But Thomas is that mold.
Cody's from Alabama, right?
Yeah, yeah. He was the one blocked Tennessee.
I was gonna say Lane Kiffin is still the coach. No,
yeah, no. Lane Kiffin.
No, Derek Dooley.
No, Kiffin was the coach when Cody blocked it.
Are you sure?
I think
it was Dooley. It was Dooley had him.
But Kiffin did too. But Dooley had them too.
Yeah.
I might be wrong.
Right.
I might be wrong.
Yeah, I'm not sure about that one either.
But they had them a couple times right in there.
So. I was thinking
of. Cody probably messed them up twice because he was a mountain of a human, you know, there in the middle.
Nikki.
Santa's back. but yeah. Also, you got this from Steve Whitfong on 247. Said, father says, Reuben Owens, the father of Reuben Owens, said they were talking to OSU, Ohio State,
mm-hmm.
but that's now shut down and Louisville's the only visit he'll take. So Reuben Owens pretty much solidifies there is no...
Santa!
I hate him.
He exists!
All right. Hey. All right. Santa Claus.
How's it going?
This is great.
Feeling good.
Thank you.
You enjoying yourself out there?
I am. Very much so. Yes.
Wow. Wow. Well, it's good to have you, man. Yes,
thank you, sir. Thank you.
Good.
You guys been good, boys?
Of course.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know.
Absolutely.
I thought I saw somebody on the naughty list. It might have been Marcus.
Yeah, I was going to say Marcus.
I'll take it. Just spread the toys out to everyone else.
There you go.
Oh, man. Appreciate it, man. Thank you. Thank you.
Ho, 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 Santa.
Too. Merry Christmas.
Always good to get a random visit.
Oh, that's
from
awesome. That was great.
That was good. On air production by Nikki V.
Yeah. Santa. Well, how about that? Santa!
So you can't go wrong with that.
No.
Okay, lost my train of thought one more time. I should just go to a quick commercial break right in the middle and Nikki's running around.
I know.
And just go silent on him. Damn. Sorry about that. Let me get that out of your way.
No. Oh, no. I'm just trying to grab the mouse here. Let's see. We got...
I want the defensive line to get bigger. Yes.
I would love to hear Steve and Nick discuss the Jerry Jones photo.
Why? Why? Oh, look, you're going to turn me into Stephen A. on here.
I'm like, I mean, it was a long time ago. Times were different.
Get him!
That was pretty bad. And it's so clearly him, too. You cannot get away
from it. Has anybody not changed in 60 years more
I know.
Than Jerry Jones?
Like, when I heard that, I'm like, how did they get that? You don't look. Of course, I was like, you don't know that. I looked at the picture and was like, yeah, that's Jerry Jones. That's Jerry Jones right there.
Look, the Chappelle skit when R. Kelly was like, that's not me.
And then I turned to this guy. I'm like, hey, y'all knew Jerry Jones was racist. Like, stop acting like that's a new thing. Like,
listen.
Oh, my God, I'm blown away. He's a racist.
Listen.
Well, yeah.
And here's the problem.
Texas oil guy wouldn't let his players kneel. Like, come on.
Listen.
And then I have to do this, Steve.
Well, he was just in the picture.
Yeah. He was just a little racist. Look,
I would have been watching there, too, if I was there.
Yeah, that's me.
Yeah.
I'm like, he was watching.
He goes to school there, right?
I stood at the window and watched the guy get arrested yesterday. I didn't look. I couldn't look away.
And it's like.
No, listen, I'll take the L on this one. Like, he's racist.
There is no L to take on this one.
Okay, put it this way. He would can Dak Prescott in a heartbeat for Drew Brees, even now. Be like,
listen, see, maybe it's just my acceptance of.
Actually, there for a while, I thought Jerry Jones would get terrible black quarterbacks and put them in, like Quincy Carter and stuff. Like,
if he likes you, he likes you, though.
Yeah, that's true. If you'll play the game, and Dak and Zeke will play the game. Yeah.
Look, Steve, I was like, plus 75, I'm just like, don't talk to me about the 75-year-old racist guy. Like, I don't. He's lived in a different world than I've lived in, and just I don't have time for that conversation. My spirit cannot have that conversation of me. You're a racist, Marcus, from North Arkansas.
I know. Somebody says Deion doesn't drink or smoke. Said he never has. That was confirmed by Michael Irvin.
See, yeah, I think so too because his parents were like real hardcore.
Yeah, and it could be. Well, Michael Irvin, we know he don't smoke. He just cocaine.
No, actually, he smokes. or he did. Former Steve. Stop talking about the Cowboys like
allegedly.
That.
Allegedly.
I know. No. Says, yeah, I know. Stanford, the D lineman, Stephen Herring, was a Trinity kid, went into the portal last night.
Mm-hmm.
He'll be highly sought.
There needs to be a portal show.
After.
There needs to be. Steve, let's start it right now. The portal show. Literally, the national portal show.
Yeah.
ESPN, get on it.
What about Kavassier Smoke from Kentucky? Would you take him? He went into the portal.
I accept players. Give it to me, baby.
We could use another running back.
No, I don't. You know what? No, I don't want him in my locker room. Yeah, he'll be sabotaging from the inside.
Yeah.
You're right, Steve.
Yeah, I'm like, eh. You know
what? Good point.
Nah, I'm good.
Lawrence, thanks for joining us on 93.9. What's on your mind?
What's up, Marcus? What's up, Steve?
What's up, Lawrence?
To me, I think the running back stable is going to be forward next year because you got the kid, the number one running back coming in next year, and you don't still have two stud running backs. And,
yeah.
In 25-7.
Yeah.
And maybe 21. And I'm talking about yesterday, I found out the Tulsa quarterback is in the transfer portal. They said he's going to be the most high-rated transfer portal guy out there. Knowing that Per Carson is coming in this year, don't you think if you can get a guy, like we just need a quarterback who can make throws and manage the game this year, don't you think if you can get that Tulsa quarterback coming in there to help with the stud running backs and help Per Carson get along for this on red shirt year, that'd be a good thing for Satterfield for that 1 year?
Yeah, I mean, listen, Lawrence, appreciate the call, man. Ideally, I would like a guy who was an older dude who could come in, was an upperclassman, maybe even 1 year left, 2 years tops,
mm-hmm.
could come in. And in my opinion, I see this team next year. I see a good transfer coming in, taking this team. And I see Pierce Clarkson getting meaningful reps. Like, do you – but I'm not – okay, but hear me out on this. If I'm going to, with all due respect to a Brock Dolman, if he's going to start, just start Pierce Clarkson, and I'll take my L's. Like, even if Pierce, if it's clear, like – when Pierce isn't ready, I'll just take my L's with him and let me figure it out, you know.
But that sounds good until we get to the season, now you think Pierce sucks.
I know.
You legitimately, like, it's the rebuild conversation. It's like, Lord knows, Sweeney nailed it. He said, rebuild situation sounds good till you're in it.
Yeah.
Till you're in game.
Well, I mean, yeah, I don't plan on rebuilding. I mean, but I'm saying when I say take your losses, I mean, you know, like maybe you end up with 7-8 wins.
Yeah.
You know, and it's like, that could have been maybe if you would have landed one of the big time kids, that could have been a 10-win season. I could deal with 7-8 wins next year if you're just going to let Pierce and then those guys, and it's exciting. And 7 yeah. and 8 wins can look good, you know. Like,
yeah, we always talk about that.
Yeah, yeah. You know, not every – I think Drew says it, like, not every 8-7 is the same, you know. Mm-hmm. Not every 6 is the same. 8's the same. So, yeah, it's different, man. And but I'm hoping you can get a guy that can beat him. You know, bring in a guy that is
a transfer
yeah.
or
another. Yeah, yeah, Jeff Sims, you know, from Georgia Tech, guys like that, like somebody who can come in here.
Pierce would flip if Jeff Sims came here.
I think he's only got 1 year. Yeah, I think he's only got 1 year.
Sims?
Yeah.
God, careers go by so fast. No, he has a COVID year.
He might, yeah, yeah. Might have 2 years, but I mean, I'm still 1-2 years.
Damn,
like, go get a guy like that, man, that can make. I mean, because like
Sims can play.
Yeah, Pierce, you're gonna have to. I mean,
you have to compete with somebody.
Compete, man. Yeah. Like, sorry, yeah, I'm not taking a kid because of that. Unless they all were gonna leave, and then it's like, okay. Well.
Right.
Just come on in.
Listen, if you really own the entire recruiting class, then
yeah,
we're in trouble.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, no. And word on the street is that they're okay. They, like Pearson, their camp, they understand Louisville's going to look for another quarterback. Mm-hmm.
Okay, I didn't yeah. hear that. So I'll tell you what. We'll take a quick commercial break. Middays with Marcus Maven, the 939 The Ville.
Home. Yeah. They always ask me, Ali, what you so angry for, man? Why you always so upset? I tell them, this shit. There's a thin line between anger and hunger, my man. And I ride a unicycle down the middle. You might catch me touching feet down on both sides. Ever since day number one, it's just me and where I'm coming from. Rites of passage and shadows on the sun.
Welcome back. It's Middays with Marcus Maven. 8150, 93.9 is the number. 93.9 is the station. As I sit in a room with the perfect temperature, I should remind everybody that temperature control is and always will be one of the most valuable resources one could have. If you agree with that sentiment, then DFH Company is most certainly the company for you. Simply dial 968-6222 or look them up online at dfhcompany.com. Make sure you look into the Mitsubishi Mini Split, like the one we use here at the 93.9 Studios for that hard-to-heat, hard-to-cool room in our home. Again, 968-6222 or look them up online at dfhcompany.com. Texter says Nikki's going to be sleeping on the couch.
Yeah.
Texter says keep digging a hole, Nikki.
Yeah.
What did I say? I'll say it on the air.
No, I'd rather not.
I got into an argument recently with a lady about she called nightgowns ugly, right?
They're not flattering, but they're not bad. Cargo shorts aren't flattering. I like them because they're functional. That's the same thing as a nightgown. Ain't exactly form-fitting, but what's it do? It keeps you warm and you're comfortable.
Do you wear a nightgown?
Only on Thursdays.
I'm not having this conversation with y'all. I can see y'all are not mature enough to handle this.
You don't like muumuus?
Yes. Yes, Steve.
I'll get her.
Yeah.
Yes.
I like nightgowns.
I like them. Nikki said it right. Functionality's awesome.
Yeah, I'm like, I don't get what the issue is.
See, I was going to have that conversation. Mm-hmm. The girl called it called them ugly, right?
Okay.
I said, well, why are they ugly? You know what I'm saying? So I was like, are they ugly to you or ugly to guy? You know, to guy or whatever. I'm sure guys would want you to be in, you know, in this kind of stuff and that kind of stuff. And I was like, how do you know that? but I'm like, you're making a bad assumption right there.
What do you think? I just want you walking around in lingerie all the time?
Right.
Am I going to be mad?
Right. So
actually, you know what? Truthfully, are we allowed to talk about this?
No, we're not. We're okay. Not. Just abort. Yeah. Yeah. Anyway.
Because to me, like real time. Stuff like that.
Call it. Can you answer the phone line, Nikki? Can you do anything to bail us out of this conversation?
And fine.
Listen, and Steve, I'm purposely bailing you out of it because I don't want.
I know.
Like, I know what I'm going to say is going to be controversial. I like nightgowns.
It's like, you don't just go in and look in the shower?
I like nightgowns. Jonathan, I mean, the idea of, that's it? That's nightgown.
They're fine.
We're not, Nikki.
I could drown you if you fall in the water, though.
Yeah, that is true.
Who, that on 1883.
Jonathan, thanks for joining us on 93.9. I'm sure it's not the conversation you expected. What's on your mind?
I need to watch that show.
Yeah, Marcus, I don't want to think about any of the three of y'all in nightgowns. We're going to pass right over that.
Skip it.
Fair enough.
Yeah, I was calling you guys. I called last week or so from Mount Washington, and we were talking about toughness and whatnot, basketball. But I got a thought for you guys, and see if it's just me. I probably started really watching and going to games back when I was sitting on my uncle's lap in Freedom Hall back in 79, 80.
Right.
And every year, and I mean every year, up until this year, I could sit, think, digest, and say, okay, we might need this, we might need that, this might work, that might not work. I could see something that was missing and go forward.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to be honest with you guys this year so far. I've looked at the talent thing. I've looked at the schemes. I've looked at coaching. I've looked at attitude. I don't really know. I'm really puzzled, and I'm not saying this upset. I'm really puzzled as to what could fix us right now. I really don't know what it is, because every time I say it could be this, then I say, well, no, because of this, that won't work. You know, and I'm really puzzled. I'm at a dead end as a fan that I've never been in 50 years of this thing. You know, 40 years or whatever that number is.
Right.
What do you guys think about that?
Listen, I appreciate the call. Here's the thing. I'm not puzzled. I understand what you're saying. The why aren't you fighting harder is the puzzling part. I can easily talk about the fundamentals. You know, the not okay. Put it this way: when you say fundamental, Steve, it has such a basic kindergarten feel to it, and you get outraged if you don't do a fundamental right. You get outraged. NFL teams, a coach rebuilding, the biggest, the best, the baddest NFL coach, first thing he says, we got to get our fundamentals back right. You know, we got to, you know, whoever, it doesn't matter. Tom Brady will get to a team, we're not sticking to our fundamentals. Anybody, right? So you got to get a lot better at your fundamentals. You have to focus on your fundamentals a whole lot more.
Yes.
Right? So when I say something like fundamental, you got to get four guys into the paint on every defensive shot, you know?
Yeah.
Before you can, we can get back to running. Before, I know everybody wants to run. Before you run, you got to rebound. You know, if we give up out hustling on a rebound, you know, it's like you want to stop there. You just want to stop there and just got to start over.
Yeah.
You know, and it's like, yes, I do. I'm as frustrated as anybody when you say, well, you had 6 months to do that. You had 6 months. It's like, okay. Yes. They didn't process it once those lights came on.
Right.
Like they did in practice.
Yeah, I would agree with that. Yeah. I mean, well, and that's why I say I'm to the point where I'm like, you know what? Maybe just try something else. You know?
Mm.
Go for wins.
Right.
You may have to abandon what you want to do and just go for wins.
Just
and
flat out 2-3.
yeah. And just say, okay, what is going to – and that's why you put together staff. That's why, you know, you that's the coaching part of it. Now you're in a situation where you have to go, okay, what can we do to start winning games? Or you say, I'm going to stick to what I'm doing and
just have, you know, Marcus and Steve pissed every
day. Yeah, just listen to them throw a hissy fit on the air every day.
And, listen to everybody. And like, again.
Marcus be ducking out of the games and probably won't keep him 5 minutes into the game anymore. And look, and then that's.
What else is new?
Yeah, and then now here we are.
Oh, got to rebound better.
You know what? I talked with Jake the whole time, and I told Jake probably 50 times. I was like, I asked Jake about every uncommitted prospect from 23 to 24 to 25.
Right.
Bless his heart. I was like, so what about this guy? We got, you know, well, yeah. And Jake's very knowledgeable. So
I'm like,
Again, Steve.
I was like, do you know any foreign kids?
I can't. You're out here trying to negotiate for players.
No, everything. I was talking everything.
Yeah, like I'm still in like, hey, man, I need guys. And the only way we're going to win.
I was like, I'll house somebody. I don't care.
Is if we dominate.
Do we need somebody to come here and play a senior year? I'll put them up.
You reclassing.
Look, Elijah and Xavier come home and go, why is our stuff being moved?
We talked about that.
Son. Bigger things to do.
I got right. Yeah. We're moving back in with mom.
Yeah, y'all are. Y'all gonna be staying in the other room now. You hear me?
Okay, listen. I could get into all those deep diving details.
Oh, we're going to.
We have Chrissy, so we have to cut to a commercial break.
Yeah,
we don't have to. We get to. We have the privilege to cut to the commercial break.
That'd be fun.
Nikki, do we need to take a quick call before we get out? Get out of here before we play out.
When you're done, just let us know what you're talking about on there.
Yeah. Where's our button where we can just hit the phone? You remember we used to have where we could.
Would you like us to take that?
Remember back in the day, Steve, where you could actually just we could hit the button.
We used to have a machine. It was way.
No, back. It was like a phone.
And we just controlled it ourselves.
I was going to say, like, I'm totally happy potting everyone through.
What are we going on, year four without one?
Yeah, it's just like we could just hit the button and it would start the call.
But I have the power.
I know. It was awesome. And we'd hang up on them when we wanted to.
Instead, we gotta land a plane to get Nikki to hang up on somebody. You're like,
yeah. Yeah. Got some guy over here who's like, oh, Grant, I got you.
And, Nikki's talking to Jack back there.
I know.
Somebody sabotaging
or
the whole
Santa's
show.
Santa's outside. I'm sorry. Or I can't Santa's be held outside. Responsible when no, Santa's
that's,
outside.
Nobody held you responsible. That's
you see,
fair.
You see what he did?
Yeah, nobody
you see,
mad
you
over
see
that.
What he did? He went and drugged Santa into this. You see what I'm saying?
He said one of us was naughty. Maybe it was yours truly.
Wayne, thanks for joining us on 93.9. Fire away.
How you doing, Steve?
Great.
I'm listening to this always. I'm a little bit upset because they cheated us out of my man being defensive player of the year.
Yeah, you're Sarah Bill.
There's no question about it. And you know, I'm sick of the bias in the ACC. If somebody really good, they don't want to give us what we deserve. And my man earned it the whole year. The guy from Pittsburgh was okay, but when they went to head to head, it showed who was the better player. So how in the world could he be the defensive player of the year? But that's okay. We'll see. We'll see who is the better pro. And then I'll make a quick observation on the basketball front. I think that this is just my lineup. I think would be really good if you start Bobby O, move L to the two, which is his natural position, Hundley, and then put JJ in there, let him play, and Mike James. That would be a nice lineup. And I think you roll with that. The rest of the players, if they don't want to play, let them keep sitting. And I promise you, if you put that lineup out there, you got a little bit more stability, and then they will wake up. Because the people he keeps putting in there are not doing it. I think this would be a good group because it gives you the stability. Because Fabio is a true point guard. Ale is a two. He's not a point. He's shoot first mentality. And it's proven that you cannot continue to let that man play that position. He needs to move to his natural position, which is the two. Let Fabio come in and run the team. And I think that would be a nice lineup. And I'll listen to what you guys have to say. But what we always say, guys, go Cards. Thanks.
Appreciate the call, Wayne. We do love our starting lineup, Steve, don't we?
Yeah, that's the funnest thing to talk about, man.
But. At first, I wasn't. I'm game for the starting lineup talk now because
I do agree.
I'll do this tagline. I'll say, Coach, you want them playing with urgency? Get urgent with this lineup.
Yeah,
you know, like that's.
Well, you can use that as a form of punishment too. So,
what do you call it? Consequence.
Yeah,
I need the demon. I expect you to say that yesterday. You didn't. You wanted the other Kenny Payne. The demon.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Just a
I'll have to ask Nick if he remembers that. Do you remember that promo, Nick, where back when the invasion was going on in WWE and WCW was invading. And you
are we just going over the top of the hour? Like,
yeah, no, that's our show. Vince, and it was, he wanted Stone Cold back, and he was like, I need the old Stone Cold.
All right.
Yeah. I got that whole speech ready for Kenny Payne.
Oh, that's awesome.
He's walking. He's talking.
Yeah.
Business is about to pick up.
It was awesome, dude. It was awesome. It was good.
I like it.
Yeah, we can talk about it later.
No, I want that. I will. If you cut that promo, I will put music and stuff behind it. I'll mix it with some Stone Cold stuff.
I like it.
I wish I had the ability to put like Kenny Payne's face on like Stone Cold as he's coming down to the ring.
His head bobbling.
Yeah, right. He's just hitting everyone with a pool cue, just hitting everyone in the ACC.
You say that
smacks
like
John Shire.
Like that's like magic now.
Yeah.
Like I don't.
That's so easy to do now.
I know, but I don't know how to do it.
Nick like, can barely.
No. By all means, finish that statement, Steve. Give him a tug and finish that statement.
93.9 DeVille.
You mother. Yes, I'll get the Diet Coke. I'm Nick Valvano, the Sports Center Update, brought to you by Corfidge Floor Covering. Dang it, Steve. You messed me up. The Sports Center Update, brought to you by Corfidge Floor Covering. Call Doug on his cell phone, 502-643-6111. He doesn't want you to be okay with your floor. He wants you to love it. ACC All-Conference selections in football coming out. Yasir Abdullah on the first team. Tyler Hudson, Caleb Chandler, Brian Hudson making the second team. Yaya Diaby, James Turner, Keetrell Clark named to the third team. Last night, number 18, U of L women hosting number 4, Ohio State. The good news, Morgan Jones had 15. Haley Van Lith led U of L with 20, helping spur a run early.
Angles to the right around a Van Lith screen, flips it to Carr, sweeping to the left, hands to Van Lith, tries a straight on three, got it! 14 for Van Lith, it's a 10-0 Cards run.
The bad news, however, Haley Van Lith, she had 8 turnovers. The team had 24. Ultimately, the Cards falling to the Buckeyes 96-77. Chrissy Banta will join us in studio next with more. The U of L women return to action Sunday against Middle Tennessee State. Last night, number 10, IU topping number 18, UNC 77-65 as part of the ACC Big Ten Challenge. More Middays with Marcus Maben is next. This is SportsCenter.
Tired of eating the same homemade meals over and over again? Want to switch it up? LocallyOwnedDelivery.com safely brings the restaurants to you. Breakfast, lunch, or dinner, they'll bring it to you. Delivery.com delivers some of the finest restaurants in Metro Louisville. Miss going out to eat but still want to support your favorite restaurants? Delivery.com has got you covered. Use promo code ORDERNOW for $10 off your next order. Sit back, relax. Your meal's on its way. Delivery.com. We bring the restaurants to you.
Injured in a car accident? Visit SueDistractedDriver.com.
Tired of jumping from job to job? How about a career in a recession-proof industry where you can make a difference and help create a healthier living and working environment? The pest management industry gives you the opportunity to work with more independence. OPC Pest Services will give you a chance to grow with advancement. Come be a part of our team at OPC Pest Services. Apply online at opcpest.com/careers. That's opcpest.com/careers.